弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典怜悯，你又召聚我们今天在这里一起来敬拜。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your love. You once again called us here today.
天父，我们感谢你赐下你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世界，来拯救我们这些满了无罪恶的罪人。
Father, we thank you for sending your only Son, Jesus, came to this world to save all of us sinners.
让我们能够真的是不但有今生的盼望，也能够有在主耶稣基督里永生的盼望。
So that we may not only have a hope for this life, but that we also have an eternal hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
天父，就求主你引导带领我们今天的敬拜。
Father, may you lead our worship today.
主，我们知道我们真都是一群软弱的人。
We are weak.
主，就求主你赐给我们精力，赐给我们能力，能够听你的话语。
May you give us the strength that we may listen to your words.
也能够明白主你的话语。
So we may understand your words.
主，你说我们真的离开了你，我们什么也不能做。
You have told us, apart from you, we can do nothing.
求你圣灵在我们中间运行。
May your spirit move in our midst.
主，让我们透过讲道，透过诗歌，透过我们的祷告，一切能够带到主你的面前。
So through our prayer, our singing, and our preaching, that we may present to you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们作为人呢，我们往往呢会用好坏来评判一件事情的发生。
So we often judge either good or bad for when something happens.
那么在1989年的6月4号，在中国发生了军队镇压学生的事件。
So in 1989年6月4号 June 4th, there was a military surprising the students.
那么在人看来，这是一件骇人听闻的坏事情。
From a people's point, this is a bad thing.
然而因为政府的抓捕，一些学生就逃到了国外。
Because of the persecution by the government, many students ran away to foreign countries.
那么他们在绝望中就来到了教会。
So in their hopelessness,They came to the church.
那么很多人就从教会听到了福音。
Many of them received the gospel in the church.
成为了基督徒。
They became Christians.
那么一些人甚至成为了牧师。
Some even became pastors.
所以他们就在海外呢开展这种福音的事工。
So they started the ministry overseas.
他们把这个福音呢传给那些从大陆来这里的更多的学生。
So they gave the gospel to the students came from mainland China.
那么这些学生呢，又回去把福音传给国内的这些人们。
And those students returned home and gave the gospel to other people.
所以这也就导致中国大陆我们的福音在过去20-30年大大的复兴。
So this can be the cause of the great revival of gospel in China for the last 20-30 years.
那么我们不能简单的谈论这件事情的好坏。
We're not going to criticize whether this is good or bad.
因为我们知道神在掌管一切。
Only God controls all things.
那么没有神的许可，任何一件事情都不会发生。
Nothing can happen without permission from God.
那么在传道书的1:9，他说：“已有的事，后必再有；已行的事，后必再行。”日光之下并无形式。
So in general, in Ecclesiastes chapter 1:9, it says, whatever happened are going to happen, whatever things will not happen will not, and there's no new things under the sun.
那么其实在2000年前的耶路撒冷也发生了个类似的事件。
About 2,000 years ago, the same thing happened in Jerusalem as well.
那么刚当当当时呢，刚刚建立的教会就受到了来自犹太教信徒的逼迫。
So in those time, the brand new church in Jerusalem began to be persecuted by the Jews.
那么许多的信徒呢，就不得不从耶路撒冷啊逃到其他的地方。
So many of the believers had to escape and run to other places.
那么在人看来呢，这是一件不好的事情。
From man's point of view, it's not good.
然而，那从后面的结果我们看到，这却是神的美意。
But, from what happened, it's a good will of God.
那么福音呢，从此就从耶路撒冷传到了世界各地。
So the gospel proclaimed from Jerusalem through other parts of the country.
我们就从今天的信息，我们从这么三方面我们来分享。
So today we'll think about this from three different passages.
那么这首先我们会看到门徒呢因逼迫而分散。
So the first, the disciples were scattered because of persecution.
那么最后导致呢撒玛利亚人来信靠福音。
And this caused the people from Samaria to believe in the gospel.
那么也导致了这个外邦太监来也听信了福音。
And also it caused the Gentile eunuch.Who also received the gospel.
我们先来看第一点，就是门徒他是因逼迫而分散的。
The first, the disciples were scattering because of persecution.
那么在第一节到第三节，我们先来看，他说从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处，有虔诚的人把斯提凡埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。扫罗却残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女下在监里。
And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a great lamentation over him.But Saul was ravaging houses after houses. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison.
那么上次的信息我们提到了斯提凡因为在犹太人中间传讲耶稣基督他的福音而被他们杀害。
So last message we spoke of Stephen who was preaching Jesus among the Jews. Therefore he was...killed.
那么他明确向他们宣告，被他们钉十字架的拿撒勒的耶稣，其实就是他已经复活。
He told them clearly that the Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified by them, it has resurrected.
那么他就是圣经中所预言的那位受膏者。
So he is the Messiah as prophesied by the Bible.
那么在希伯来语称为弥赛亚，在希腊语称他为基督。
So it's called Messiah by the Hebrews, but in Greek, it's called Christ.
那么这引来了犹太教公会和犹太教对斯提法的仇恨。
This caused the Judaism to have a hatred toward Stephen.
所以结果他们就把斯提法是活活的用石头打死。
So they stoned him to death.
那么斯提凡的殉道呢，引来了犹太教对教会的残酷的逼迫。
So because of the martyr of Stephen, the Judaism started persecuting the Christians.
那么这里我们也看到说，扫罗他就挨家挨户来抓捕这些教会的信徒。
Here we see that Paul went from house to house to arrest.The believers,
把他们投入了监狱
put them in prison.
那么除了使徒继续留在教会外，那么门徒呢都分散在了犹太和撒玛利亚的各处。
So except the apostles, they stayed in Jerusalem. All the other believers, they escaped to Samaria.
那么这里说的是分散，其实就是一个大逃亡。
So it says with scattered is great escape.
那么逃出耶路撒冷，逃到其他的地方来躲避这些迫害。
So they escape from Jerusalem from the persecution.
那么门徒当时呢，并不是说主动的分散到耶路撒冷以外的地方去传福音的。
So the disciples did not volunteer to go to other places.
而是因为教会大遭逼迫，不得不出逃。
It's because the persecution they had to.
那么当时呢，很多的门徒，那么我们知道已经是变卖了他们的家产田产，那么把得到的钱呢交给了使徒。
We knew that many of the disciples have sold their possessions for the church.
他们加入了教会，在教会中一起过着一种乏务公用的一种生活。
So they joined the church and they lived together with all things they share.
那么他们抛弃一切加入教会，其实在他们的心目中很可能就是以为主耶稣可能不久就会回来。
The reason that they did that because they think Jesus is coming back soon.
然而呢，这不是神的计划。
But this is not the plan of God.
所以主给他们的使命乃是要把福音从耶路撒冷传到犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到全世界。
So the command by the Lord is they should proclaim the gospel from Jerusalem to Samaria and to the end of the earth.
那我们下面再看一下门徒出逃逃出耶路撒冷以后又发生了什么。
What happened after they escaped Jerusalem?
那么在第二点我们会看到，所以撒玛利亚人呢，因为门徒腓力他传福音而信了耶稣。
So in the second point, we can see that the Samaritans learned to trust the gospel by Philip.
那么在第四节、第五节，他说那些分散的人往各处去传道，腓力向撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。
Verse 4, now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria.And proclaimed to them the Christ.
那么犹太人跟撒玛利亚人，他们因为历史的原因，那么就相互的仇恨。
Historically, the Jews and the Samaritans have a hatred in them.
那我们根据历史还有圣经的记载，那么在所罗门王之后。
So according to the history, after King Solomon.
那么统一的犹太王国呢，就分裂成了南国和北国两个国家。
So the United Kingdom became two, the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom.
那么南国犹大就是以撒玛，南国犹大呢就是以耶路撒冷为首都。南国犹大。
The Southern Kingdom, Judah, is capital in Jerusalem.
那么北国是以色列，他们就是以撒玛利亚为首都。
So the Northern Kingdom is.Israel, that's a capital at Samaria.
那么当北国被亚述灭亡的时候，
So when the Northern Kingdom was eliminated by the Assyrian,
那么大部分的这个撒玛利亚的犹太人呢，就被亚述王赶到了别的地方。
So the most of the Jewish people in Israel was chased out to other countries.
对，而把其他地方信奉这些异教的这些人呢，来带到这里来居住。
And they brought the foreigners who worship idols into Samaria.
所以呢，仍留在撒玛利亚的犹太人就跟这些信异教的人同轰。
So the people who are native of Samaria and those newcomer of pagans, they intermarried.
也同时呢，也他们也接受了他们的这些异教的信仰。
They also accepted their belief.
所以呢，他们的这些后代就被称为撒玛利亚人。
So their descendants are called Samaritans.
所以呢，他们其实就是不是那些纯正的犹太人了。
They are not pure Jewish.
所以呢，在犹太人的从政的这些犹太人的眼中，这些撒玛利亚人，他们其实是他们认为他们是败坏了犹太教的信仰。
So as far as the Jews are concerned, the Samaritans has betrayed their own belief.
所以犹太人呢是看不起这些撒玛利亚人的。
So they despised the Samaritans.
所以看他们和外邦人一样是不洁净的。
They look at them just like the Gentiles. They are unclean.
所以呢，犹太人呢，他们在出门旅行的时候，尽量要宁愿的绕过这个撒玛利亚，而避免进入这个他们的地方。
So the Jewish people, when they travel, they try to avoid Samaria.
那么对腓力来说，真的若不是说圣灵的工作和他自己对主交托他的福音的明白，他是不会来到撒玛利亚来传福音的。
For Philip, if it's not because the Holy Spirit in him, he would not have come to Samaria.
那么这里我们看到，他说分散的人往各处去传道。
Here it says they scattered to preach to other places.
又说腓力下到撒玛利亚去宣讲基督。
So Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them Christ.
所以这里说传道和宣讲基督。
Here is a proclaim Christ and the preaching.
但没有说传讲福音。
Did not say preach the gospel.
但是呢，在以弗所书的一章十三节，他保罗这样讲过，他说：“你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。”既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
So in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul says, In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.
所以从这句经文里面我们可以看到呢，真理的道也就是福音。
So in other words, what we can see is the truth is the gospel.
而福音的中心它就是耶稣基督。
Our center of the gospel is Jesus Christ.
所以我们不管是什么时候传福音，我们首先我们要传的是耶稣基督拯救罪人的福音。
So whatever we preach, we should preach Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners.
所以如果讲福音不讲基督的话，那这个福音就不叫福音。
So if you preach gospel without preach Christ, then that's not gospel.
那么我们从第六节到第八节，还有十一节到十二节，我们也知道。
Well, from verse 12, we also know.
那么撒玛利亚人呢，他听了腓力传讲的有关耶稣基督的福音。
Because the Samaritans heard about the gospel of Christ from Philip.
他们也看到了他在他们面前所行的各样的神迹奇事。
They have also witnessed all the miracles he has performed.
那么这里我们看到他们这些撒玛利亚似乎就很容易就相信了耶稣。
It looks like they easily believed in Christ.
而我们从我们的经验来看呢，我们往往如果给人传福音的时候，第一次就给人传福音，这个人是不会说一下子就相信的。
From our experience, most people would not believe, just listen to you once.
那么为什么腓力在这儿这样一讲，这些人就这么容易的就信了福音了呢？
Why they are so easily believed in Philip?
那么其实呢，这里有一个很重要的原因。
There's a very important reason.
那么其实是腓力呢，其实在收割主耶稣基督在撒玛利亚曾经播下的福音的种子。
So actually, Philip was gathering the seed that was planted by Jesus earlier.
那么为什么这样讲？
Why do I say that?
那我们如果读了约翰福音的话，那么他在第四章他记录了耶稣基督跟一个撒玛利亚妇人谈到的这个对吧故事。
Because in John chapter 4, there was a story about Jesus discussing with a Samaritan woman.
那么当耶稣基督还在撒玛利亚的时候，他对他的门徒讲过这样一些话，在约翰福音的第四章的37-38节，他说：“俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的。”别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
This is what recorded in John chapter 4, verses 37 and 38. Jesus told them, For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. others have labored, and you have entered into their labor.
那么主耶稣说这句话的背景是，他当时呢在撒玛利亚，在那里跟妇人这个妇人谈福音的时候，那么当时就有很多撒玛利亚人信了主。
So what Jesus said, the background is when Jesus was talking to the Samaritan women, and after that, many of the Samaritans believed in Christ.
那么腓力现在来到撒玛利亚，那是在主耶稣基督在这儿的几年之后，他为了躲避逼迫来到了这里。
So Philip came here because he ran away from the persecution after Jesus was there before him.
那么腓力当然也他是忠为了也是对主的忠心，他也是服从了主的命令来到这里。
So we think that Philip came because he was loyal to the Lord.
所以这里面我们可以看到呢，腓力其实他是收割了主在几年前播下的福音的种子。
So he basically reaped the seed that was planted by Jesus.
带领撒玛利亚人。更多的撒玛利亚人来听信了福音。
So more Samaritans came for the gospel.
那么当腓力在撒玛利亚传福音的时候
When Philip was proclaiming the gospel in Samaria.
那么从后面的九到二十五节我们知道呢，当时也发生了另一件事情。
There's another thing happened at that time from verse 9 to 12.
那么就是一个靠行邪术来欺骗人的西门也说信了腓力所传的福音。
There's a person by the name Simon. He was deceiving people. He also believed in Philip.
然而呢，当他看到这些使徒彼得和约翰按手在这些撒玛利亚人身上的时候，有圣灵就赐给了他们。
So when he saw Peter has put his hand on the Samaritan person and they can heal the diseases.
他就觉得十分的惊讶。
So he was amazed.
于是他就想用钱来让使徒把这个能力能够卖给他。
So he wanted to buy this ability to perform miracles with money.
那么呢，彼得呢就责备他的心不正。
So Peter rebuked him for having a deceiving heart.
那么彼得呢，在是让他知道神。那么得到神赐下的这个圣灵以及神给信徒的这样的恩赐。
Peter told him that this has to be given by God from the Spirit.
那么这些完全是神的恩典。
And this is a grace of the Lord.
不是用钱能够买得到的。
Can that be bought by money?
那么彼得也在这个严厉的斥责这个西门。
So in other words, Peter,was rebuking Simon.
那么他也劝他要认罪悔改，脱离罪恶的捆绑。
So Simon had to confess and repent.
那么这里我们也看到了，使徒彼得和约翰呢，知道撒玛利亚人信了主耶稣救赎的真道。
So here we know that Peter and John they both knew the Samaritans believed in the truth.
他们又从耶路撒冷专程赶到撒玛利亚。
They came directly from Jerusalem.
要叫这些信徒领受圣灵。
So they want those believers to receive Holy Spirit.
所以，然而呢，这里面我们一定要知道，这并不是说人我们信了神，我们才会过一段时间才会接受圣灵，不是这个意思。
This does not mean we only receive Holy Spirit several days after we believed.
为什么有使徒来？这个要给他们赐下圣灵这件事情。
Why do we have to have apostles come to give them the Spirit?
那么这是因为呢，在初代教会。
Because the early churches.
那么在使徒还都在使徒还有还在世的时候。
When Stephen was still living.
那么教会呢，要有一段过渡的时期。
So there was a transition period.
那么新加入教会的外邦人。必须要得到使徒的认可，才能被教会的会众来接受。
So the new believers, not the pagan believers, they cannot receive the Holy Spirit until the apostle gave to them.
那么认可的方式呢，就是让使徒看到圣灵降临在他们的身上。
So that the apostles can see the Holy Spirit fall upon them.
所以呢，那么这个呢，在使徒行传里面呢，还有两处这样的事情的发生。
There are two other recordings of this in the book of Acts.
那么一个地方就在使徒行传的十章四十四节。
The one place is Acts chapter 10, verse 44.
那么这一块说，彼得还说话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit found most of the people.
那么后面呢，保罗也行过这样一件事，就是19章的6章前半部分，说保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上。
It also said that Paul laid his hand on them, and the Holy Spirit fell on them.
那么这是只是在圣经，在这个使徒行传里面加上这个，加上这个今天信息里面的这一次，那么还有这个五旬节的圣灵的降临，就记录过这么四次这样的现象。
So there's only four times recorded such a phenomenon in the book.
我们知道呢，对我们现在的基督徒来说。我们接受神的那一刹那，我们信主的那一个时刻，圣灵就进入了你我的里边。
So we believe now that at the moment we believed, we will receive the Holy Spirit.
那么腓力呢，因着对神话语的忠心和对神的顺服。
So because of his loyalty to the gospel.
那么他不只是在撒玛利亚来传福音。
Not only he preached in Samaria.
那么其他也是随时听候主的差遣。
So he will listen to the orders from the Lord anytime.
所以这就导致我们今天想的第三个部分呢，就是腓力也给这个外邦的太监去传福音。
So this lead to the third topic of today, that Philip went to preach to a Gentile eunuch.
那么在26到40节
That's in verse 26 to 40.
那我们先看一下26到27节前半部分。他说，有主的一个使者对腓力说，起来向南走，往那从耶路撒冷向加沙的路上去，那路是旷野。腓力就起身去了。
That's verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down to Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place. And he rose and went.
我们知道当主的使者跟腓力讲这些话的时候呢，他还在撒玛利亚。
We know when the angel of the Lord spoke with Philip, he was still in Samaria.
我们知道耶路撒冷呢，它是在撒玛利亚的南边。
Jerusalem is south to the Samaria.
而这个加沙呢，它是在耶路撒冷的西南边，这个靠近地中海的一个城市。
So Gaza is actually by the Mediterranean Sea, is on the southwest of Jerusalem.
所以呢，此时的腓力呢，他完全不知道他这次这个旅行的目的是什么。
At this point, Philip had no idea why he was going there.
但他还是遵从主的使者的话。
But he obeyed to the word.
那么从接下来的经文中我们会看到
From the following message we can see.
那么虽然腓力不知道接下来会发生什么
Even though he didn't know what was going to happen.
那么但是呢神呢早有神的计划
But God has his own plan.
那么旷野呢本来是很少人去的地方
That meant not many people at the desert place.
那么神却安排在旷野让腓力遇见这个埃塞俄比亚的太监。
So God arranged for Philip to meet with this Ethiopian eunuch in the desert.
那么在人看来这就像是偶然的一件事情。
It seems to be by chance.
那么在神看来这都是他美好的预备。
But this is all he has predetermined.
目的是让这个外邦的太监听到福音，信靠福音。
So the purpose is to make this Gentile eunuch to believe in the gospel.
那么其实神呢，往往他就早已预备好那些传福音的人，还有听福音的人，能够让他们一起来遇到。
So God has planned and prepared for those who will listen to the gospel and those who will preach it to meet together.
所以呢，好多事情我们在不信的人看来，好多事情的发生是偶然的。
So many things from unbelievers seems to be just by chance.
但是对于基督徒来说，我们知道所有的事情的发生乃都是神的旨意的成就。
But for believers, Christians, there's nothing by chance. They are all pre-decreed.
那么在犹太的律法中呢，太监呢是不能进入圣殿。
From the law, the eunuchs cannot enter the temple.
然而呢，福音呢打破了这一切的规条。
But the gospel has broke down all those rules.
神要求人的只是对他的敬畏和对他完全的信靠。
God only want people to fear him and depend on him.
那么在以赛亚书的五十六章四到五节，那么神早已这样讲，他说：“因为耶和华如此说，那些谨守我的安息日，节选我所喜悦的事。”持守我约的太监，我必使他们在我殿中，在我墙内有纪念，有名号，比有儿女的更美。我必赐他们永远的名，不能解除。
In Isaiah 56 verses 4 and 5, for thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath, who choose the things that please me, and hold fast my covenant.I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off.
所以呢，神拯救人，神爱人是无条件的。
God's delivering people is unconditional.
不管我们的社会背景如何。
Doesn't matter our social background.
不管我们自身的状况如何。
Doesn't matter how smart we are.
那么神已经把人与人之间各样的不同，透过耶稣基督他在十字架上的死都给打破了。
God has break down all the barriers through Jesus Christ on the cross.
他要人的就是一颗信心。
All he wants is a heart to believe.
就是一颗敬畏他的心，愿意顺服他的心。
A reverent heart who would be obedient.
那么从腓力和太监相遇，最后这位太监呢信靠福音，我们从中可以学习到一些东西。
We can learn something from the meeting between Philip and the eunuch.
那么首先呢，我们会看到呢，神他奇妙的带领。
Now we first see how God miraculously lead us.
那么神的主权在人得救这些事情上是非常非常奇妙的。
So we can see this is God's sovereignty in people's salvation.
那么这里我们看到呢，他打发天使来吩咐人传福音。
So he sent the angels to tell people to preach.
那么他让腓力呢往加沙那个旷野的路上去。
He told the priests to go to Gaza.
那么据这个学者的考证呢，往加沙本来是有两条路。
There were two.Pass to go to Gaza.
那么一条是沿着这个沿海的一条大道。
One is along the sea.
而一条路就是人很难走的这个旷野路。
One is the difficult pass from the desert.
但是神却吩咐腓力就走这条难走的旷野的道路。
But God told Philip to go to this difficult path.
那么神的旨意乃是让这个腓力在这个旷野路上，那么遇着这位这个埃塞俄比亚的这个太监。
So basically, God arranged for Philip to meet with this Ethiopian.
所以神的旨意，神的这个带领是非常的出人意料的。
So God's leading is not what we can expect.
从中我们也看到腓力他的顺服。
From here, we can also see the obedience of Philip.
那么腓力呢？他并没有因他的事工遇到的事工困难而这个担心害怕。
He did not have any fear or worry because this was a difficult job.
而是完全的顺服神。
So he totally obedient to God.
从中我们也看到圣灵他的引导。
We also see the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那么是圣灵亲自引导腓力去与太监相遇。
So it's the Spirit who lead Philip to meet with the eunuch.
那么在这里面，我们看到腓力呢，发现太监正在读以赛亚书五十三章。
So he realized, Philip realized that eunuch was reading Isaiah 53.
而他读的时候呢，正遇到一些不明白的地方。
So he didn't understand some of the things that he was reading.
所以他不知道经文是指先知自己，以赛亚自己呢，还是指别人。
So he doesn't know whether the passage was pointing to Isaiah himself or somebody else.
那么正在他这种有疑惑、有寻求的这种心的这个时候呢，就派腓力来这里与他相见，给他解释了这段经文。
So while he was confused, God sent Philip to come to explain to him.
就在解释的过程中，就把福音传给了腓力。
So through this.The gospel was preached.
那么在这里面我们也看到呢，这位太监他信主的真诚的心。
Now we can see the eunuch, his true face.
那么他在路上呢，信了福音以后，他在路上看到有水多的地方。
So after he listened to the gospel, he saw a place with water.
那么他就主动要求腓力给他来受洗。
So he actively asked to be baptized.
所以充分能看到他对主的信心，也对福音的明白。
So we can see he understood the gospel.
那么在这个三十六到三十七节，他这里说，他说二人往前走，到了有水的地方。太监说：“看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”
Verse 36, as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?
那么三十七节说，腓力说，你若是一心相信，你就可以。他回答说，我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And Philip said, if you believe, But you can. And the eunuch answered, Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ.
所以从太监跟腓力的对话中，我们可以看到他对神充足的信心。
So here we can see their faith in the words.
他完全相信耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
He completely believed Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
那么最后他欢欢喜喜的走路，我们也可以看到他在信主之后是充满了喜乐的。
So he laughed with joy. So we can see he's full of joy after receiving the baptism.
那么其实这是每一个真正的相信福音，那么得救的每一个弟兄姐妹，在初信神的时候呢，每一个人都有这样的心情。
So every believer would have a similar joy when they first baptized.
就是心里面充满了喜乐。
So they were filled with joy.
那么回顾今天的信息，那么门徒呢，因逼迫呢，离开了耶路撒冷。
So disciples left Jerusalem because of persecution.
那么他们被分散到各地去传福音。
They were scattered to different places to preach.
那么在人看来，这是一件坏事情。
From man's point, this is not good.
但这是神的美意。
But in God is good.
那么福音呢，从此向外传扬，直到外邦。
So that the gospel can be preached to the Gentiles.
那么腓力呢，不但传福音给这些他们犹太人看不起的这些撒玛利亚人。
Not only Philip went to the places where the Jews were despised.
他也顺服神的差遣，去旷野把福音传给一个外邦的这个太监。
He also followed God's direction, went to a Gentile eunuch.
其实呢，腓力他这个腓力他不是主的使徒。
This is not the apostle Philip.
他是和我们一样的一个普通的信徒。
He is just a believer.
那么他忠心服侍神，顺服神。
But he loyally serving the Lord.
忠心神给每位信徒的使命。
He followed the command by the Lord.
那么他热心传使人得救的福音。
He preach the gospel for salvation.
那么对照这个腓力，还有这些撒玛利亚人和这位太监，我们一起来思想一下我们自己。
So from Philip and the Samaritans and the eunuch, let's think about ourselves.
那么首先我想对我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹来讲。
For those who are believers, brothers and sisters.
那么首先，那现在呢，神还没有让我们去旷野，或者去非洲，或者更遥远艰苦的地方去传福音。
God has not asked us to go to Africa or some different places to preach.
那么他们现在只是把我们放在我们的教会来彼此的服侍。
So he put us in this church to serve each other.
其实他也赐给我们很多传福音的机会。
He also gave us many opportunities to preach.
那我们可以其实看一看我们的周围。
We can look in our surroundings.
那么你可以看周围的时候，你是否会发现一些面孔你非常的熟悉？你一定会看到一些很熟悉的面孔。
Do you see many familiar faces?
但是你却叫不来他们的名字。
But you don't know their name.
那么你可以其实主动的去跟这些人们去问候打招呼。
You should actively reach out to them.
那么我们凭着主的爱心，我们可以问他们有没有信了主。
You can ask them if they have believed in the Lord.
那么他们有没有什么需要？
Do they have any needs?
那么如果他们还没有信主，我们可以至少可以为他们祷告。
If they are not believers yet, at least we can pray for them.
那么我们知道呢，或者呢，我们其实咱们在教会弟兄们都有一个微信群。
We do have a web that where we chat.
那么在群里面的弟兄姐妹，那么也可以。这里面也有一些没有信主的可能，我们可以在这个里面呢，也可以彼此的来问候。
We can also greet each other with our chat.
那么，特别是那些还不熟悉的人
，especially for those what?
不熟悉的人，不认识，没。
Oh, for those strangers.
对，那么让基督的爱呢，能够彰显在我们每日的生活中去。
So that we can show the love of Jesus in our daily life.
那么对于那些还没有信主的朋友们
，For those unbelieving friends，
其实你能常来教会听到
，You often come to the church to listen，
常来教会参加活动
，You participate in the church activities，
其实这表明神正在引导你
，This means God is leading you，
神是想让你得着在耶稣里他的新的生命
，God wants you to have a new life in Christ。
那么因为在约翰福音六到三十七节。那么主这样讲。
So in John 6:37,
他说：“凡父所赐我的人，必到我这里来；到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。”
All that God has given, the Father has given to me, shall come to me. Whoever comes to me, I shall never cast out.
所以鼓励这些还没有真正的接受主的人。
So we encourage those who have not believing yet.
所以这些慕道友们。
And those seekers.
如果您真的是心里面有感动
，If you are moved in your heart，
你已经听了一段福音
，You have been listening to the gospel。
即使你还没有不能完全明白圣经中好多的真理
，Even though you still do not understand many of the truth，
求神在你的心中工作
，May God works in your heart。
你能够真的是来到神的面前来接受他
，So you would come to Him and accept Him。
那么就像这位。外邦的太监一样
，just like this Gentile eunuch，
你接受了他，神更会在你的心中工作。
Once you received God, God will continue to work in you.
可能会解开你好多你不明白的问题。
May answer your many questions.
因为神知道你认识你，他知道你可能你就是他父神赐给他的人。
神知道，
因为神带你来教会，就是让你来认识他。
Because God leads you here to want you to know Him.
那么他说，他神给他预备的人，他永远不会丢弃。
So whoever God prepared for Himself, He will not cast out.
所以他必来拯救你。
He will deliver you.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，我们来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and give you thanks.
主，感谢你赐给我们主你宝贵的话语。
We thank you giving us your precious words.
主，只有你的话语，还主才能让我们更多，让启示我们能够认识你。
Only your words can lead us to know you.
主，你也赐我们每位弟兄姐妹真的传福音的热心。
You also give us a heart to preach the gospel.
主不但主传用言语来传主你的真道。
Not only we preach your truth by words.
主更让我们能够学，更让我们能够活出基督你那样的生命。
Also teach us to live out a life of yours.
让更多的人从主弟兄姐妹的身上能够看着主你的恩典。
So their life can witness for your grace.
看着每个人生命的改变。
And to witness for the change of lives.
能够愿意来跟随主。
So they're willing to come to follow you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.